Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks have used to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, our goal is incredibly simple. The goal, to protect life, liberty, and property. To promote God, family, and country. Using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. It's the Great Restoration, never revolution, but the Great Restoration underway. And it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, take America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports. Backpacks, sleeping bags, cots, tents, self-inflating mattresses, and more. Some of the best camping gear in the business. Do it right with TetonSports.com. We had a guest on, Mr. Bradley Dean. YouCanRunInternational.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. He's a talk show host. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a drummer in a band, and he's a Christian, and he stands for pro-life and stands for the proper role of limited constitutional government. He stands for the rule of law, and he goes into government schools all across the country and tells the tale of God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property, and the historical reality of the blessings of following God's commandments and the blessings of this great, wonderful country in which we live. Wow, he wrote an article. His articles are published at LibertyRoundtable.com. America's Enemies, Burying the Wicked Witch, is the first one. He wrote another one called The Tale of Two Invocations and the Results of Cowardly Pulpits, talking about the importance of the Black Regiment in churches. Has nothing to do with race, by the way. Educate yourself, would you please? The third one, Dove TV Extends, Bradley Dean's My War series into the 2015 season. The My War series, a DVD set put out by Bradley Dean and crew. Talking about their experiences in the government schools, standing up for Jesus Christ. Bradley Dean had a very difficult childhood. His parents didn't do a good job. They didn't teach him Christian principles. They left him to his own devices. It was disaster. He eventually found Christ, and it changed his life. What a story. What an example. What an opportunity to tell the tale of liberty and tell people how they can learn to become a follower of the author of Liberty, the Prince of Peace. Welcome to the broadcast. Oh, that was 1 hour yesterday. That interview is available at LibertyRoundtable.com. Hour two, Sheriff Richard Mack, after a heart attack, he's back. Yes, indeed, former Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio yesterday, CSPOA.org. We talked about eBay to cut 2,400 jobs. High tech's going to save us, huh? American Express to eliminate 4,000 jobs. If that's not enough, the high-tech Wall Street's biggest banks have slashed nearly 50,000 jobs. Another headline says America's luxury housing bubble has burst. Deals have slowed to a trickle. They also say from another headline, total announced job cuts in 2015 so far. What do we got, 23 days into it? It already topped 32,000 jobs, zero hedge. Romney and Jeb Bush to have private meeting in the state of Utah. They had that meeting, folks. They say that it was very cordial for lunch, but they didn't come to an agreement. In other words, I'm sure that the battle went like this. I want to be president. No, I want to be president. Why don't you be vice president? No, you be vice president. Good luck with that disaster. They will eventually probably be forced by the investors, by the money men, to decide who's going to be top dog and who's going to be next. See, what is it? How old's Jeb Bush and how old's Mitt Romney? I think Mitt's quite a bit older than Jeb. Kurt, maybe you can research and figure that out, but I'm telling you, the order of things is kind of a gentleman's agreement of seniority, is it not? Not that I accept that deceptive or wrong view. Nevertheless, it's kind of like Mitt would be president And he would take on a vice president like a Jeb Bush. It reminds me of kind of the Reagan slash George days. Sheriff Joe continues push against Barack Obama's amnesty. Joe Arpaio says he has direct economic hardship. Direct economic hardship in dealing with the illegal aliens. Will the courts rule in his favor? Time will tell. Cops are worried about citizens engaging in a new crowdfunded direct action against the police state. What is it, you might ask? Well, they have offered a $2,500 reward to anybody who submits information leading to the arrest or termination of cops who brutalize or kill people. Now, I think that's taken the real problem in hand and offering absolutely peaceful, law-abiding solutions. I love it. New police and their radar can see the inside of your home. Yeah, police can see through your walls with the latest radar technology. They're using it without a warrant, without permission. They're just simply implementing it across the country. It's my garden. We talked about that. Not on my watch. The sheriff should have defended the gardener Richard Mack brought up. We also talked about a video. Some Americans believe Martin Luther King just died. Wow. We also talked about the first African-American to walk on the moon. Man, I don't know why they didn't have an African-American walked on the moon back in the 60s. Maybe it was a racial deal. Only white guys get to go to the moon, huh? Coupons, anyone? We talked about simple celebrities. Celebrities living surprisingly modest lives. That's kind of an interesting twist. Good for those guys. We also talked about an Irish grandma. She was, I guess she got busted with cocaine at a bingo hall. She was playing bingo and I guess snorting coke. What about a coked up grandma playing bingo, huh? This is a quote. It's my body. It's my birth. It's my baby. It's an extraordinary moment. Australian woman pulled her own twins from her tummy during a cesarean section delivery. Interestingly enough, it was her 10th and her 11th babies. Wow. That's pretty cool, man. You got to dig that. All right. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday on Liberty Roundtable. Archived and available now on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section of your Roku. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Click on Liberty Roundtable. Voila, live, free, archived, free radio at your fingertips. All right, Kirk Crosby's with us. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use starts now, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Now, how old's Jeb and how old's Mitt?
Mitt's 67, according to what I could find, and Jeb is 61. So, like
all right,
you
so they're both kind of old, but, you know, there's like a 6 years difference there. And so, see, you could do the seniority thing. And, you know, if Romney was president in 2016, and, well, there was only one term, and then, you know, Jeb could take the reigns in 2020 or maybe 2024 if Mitt was doing a good enough job, if it was like the tag team of freedom, Kurt. The problem is they couldn't decide who was going to be president. Do you think they were like throwing darts to see who was a better dart player or arm wrestling? What do you think they were doing, Kurt? Any idea in this secret private meeting?
Tug of war, you know, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I think mostly they're just talking about, let's see, it takes $1 billion. How much you got? You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Well, they both have plenty of money, Kurt. I would say that Romney's the richer.
Yeah, but $1 billion is, you know, that's more than the average couple hundred million.
Oh, good point. Take, hey, do you think that what the real issue was, they were kind of saying, look, the donors aren't going to fund me unless I work with you, and the same's true, and well, we got to solve this. They didn't come to any, I don't know if you call it a consensus, but they didn't come to really an agreement, Kurt, so we don't really know what they did exactly. They ate lunch, and it was amiable, they say, and other than that, we don't really have a whole lot of understanding. But I don't really believe that they went to lunch, ladies and gentlemen, in a private meeting, and they just had an amiable time. Hey, let's get caught up with each other. What's happening, buddy? How's your family? And then they just kind of left and didn't come up to any agreement. When you can do that over the phone while you're playing golf between rounds or something, there's no need to go to Utah and do lunch. I'm convinced that they met with other people, number one. Number two, I'm convinced they did come up with more of an agreement than we think. I don't know that, but I'm just telling you right now, you really, these two big, high-powered leaders left Texas, left Taxachusetts or California or whatever, wherever Mitt is lately, and they just basically got together in the beautiful Olympic state of Utah, and they said, hey, man, how's your family? I'm sure glad that you're, you know, doing well. And then they just kind of left. Come on. I know better than that. High-powered business meetings, they don't come together unless there's one, some kind of a drawn-up agenda and or expected outcome. And two, a signaling from both sides, lower-level staff, management, whatever you want to say, that would indicate a likely go-ahead. So we're missing something in those meetings, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Mack wrote an article that's now published on LibertyRoundtable.com called The Sheriff and the Doctrine of Interposition. We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, baby, we're standing for freedom in 15. How about you? Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby breaking it down. Always standing for the principles of liberty everywhere we go. Romney and Jeb Bush had private meeting in Utah. Do you think they just kind of met and ate dinner and had some hors d'oeuvres? And they're just kind of like, hey, how's your family? And, oh, good, I'm glad, you know, so-and-so's doing well. And then they left. That's kind of where they made it sound. I don't believe so. I believe the media was locked out of that meeting, baby. But I'm telling you right now, you don't meet when two guys are thinking they're going to obtain the highest office in the land, and you don't just meet when it costs $1 billion to become president, and that's if you make it after spending a chunk of change. And these two guys, high-powered leaders, are just going to meet and go, how's your family? Come on. It didn't go down like that, folks. I'm telling you right now. Write it down. Don't know what happened, but I'm telling you right now, there's more to this story than meets the eye. And in time, we'll start to see it unfold before our very eyes. All right. The sheriff and the doctrine of interposition. An incredible article written by Sheriff Richard Mack, published on LibertyRoundtable.com now. And, Kurt, one of the things I love about Richard Mack is, number one, he's a great writer. But he's not a lengthy writer. He doesn't just write all kinds of big old prose about whatever forever. He just gets it done. He takes the subject at hand and delivers. And I love that style of writing because it's simple, it's easy to understand, it's kind of common man language, but it's not too long for guys like me and you to read. And so Sheriff Richard Mack had a heart attack, and he's not on the road like he normally is, but he is picking up the pen, Kurt.
Yes, he is. That's right. And in his article, do you want me to read the whole thing?
No, you don't have to read the whole thing. I was hoping you could pick out the most salient.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing is he doesn't write a lot of flowery extra stuff. And so to pick out, well, anyway, he's already kind of picked out stuff and made it, you know, small and light, but he basically talks about Madison and Jefferson and how they basically authored the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions that contained views of nullification and state sovereignty. He says both Madison and Jefferson asserted that whenever the federal government exceeded its, you know, limits, that hey, somebody was supposed to interpose. You know, back then they said it was the state's duty to do that. And he says,
yes, I would submit it's the state's duty. It's also the three branches of government's duty. There's multiple checks and balances and levels of, quote, protections, Kurt.
Yeah, and so he says, well, now who's duty bound to do it today? He answers his own question and says that, you know, it's kind of like what a good parent does to protect a child in trouble, puts herself in the way to protect the child. So he says, how does that apply to government today? He answers that question, and it says, not only, like you said, does it include the state legislatures and the state officials, but also, you know, the sheriff, the head law enforcement authority in each county and parish, and then he gives some examples of that. He says Tom Carroll and Hermine Ricketts, I think he told us about this, yesterday, right?
Yeah,
talking about their fine or whatever. The bottom line
over the
is,
garden, right?
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
It's my garden. You know, the checks and balances are critical, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the rule of law, and it's called order, and it's called the protection. The whole purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. If it doesn't get that done, then I don't know what to tell you. And the whole purpose of the protection of life, liberty, and property is to promote God, family, and country. This is very simple stuff. And Sheriff Mack's article is brilliant. If you want to read the entire thing, The Sheriff and the Doctrine of Interposition, then check it out. It's at LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, Kurt, the GOP on the 42nd, do you call it an anniversary, of the pro-death bill Roe versus Wade, Kurt. There was a bunch of people hanging around the Washington Mall and protesting and et cetera, but the House of Representatives passed. They say GOP pushes abortion bill through the House of Representatives on March for Life Day. Now, I want to back up on one hand and say that's great news. The second headline says, House bans taxpayer funds for abortion. That's great news. But let me kind of back up and tell you the whole story. Because I don't know if it's great news or divided news or sad news in the whole scheme of things. All right? Because what happened was there was a big fracture in the Republican Party, Kurt. So the headline says House passes bill on abortion limits. But then it says House Republicans faced with mounting pressure and opposition from their own members actually had to pull a bill on Thursday. The bill would have ban abortion after 20 weeks. In other words, a late-term abortion ban. Instead, they ended up pulling that bill and passing legislation that would prohibit federal funding for abortion. The tally of the votes? 242 to 179, primarily along partisan lines. One Republican voted no. Three Democrats voted yes for the legislation. It would make permanent, Kurt, the Hyde Amendment. That's an amendment added to legislation each year that would prevent federal funding for abortion. Now, Nancy Pelosi doubling down and saying it's making matters worse and hostile to women and all that kind of garbage. She said we haven't done that before. Of course, the White House promises to veto. The reality is we don't know what's going to happen in the Senate, but the vote by the House to restrict funds on the federal level for abortions coincided with the 42nd anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. Now, Republicans had planned to take up a far more restrictive bill sponsored by our buddy Trent Franks of Arizona, Kurt. Now, Trent Franks of Arizona, Republican, well, he had his bill in the hopper, and late Wednesday, the Republican insiders withdrew his bill because of opposition from, quote, numerous Republicans, many of them, I would have to call them pro-death women, who objected that the legislation was too restrictive and would turn off voters. You see, Congressman of Arizona, Republican Trent Franks's bill, Kurt, would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases to save the life of a woman and or in the cases of rape or incest, if they were a minor. And that's if it was reported to police. So let me get this straight. It would basically ban abortions after 20 weeks unless it was to save the life of a woman, okay? And or in cases of rape or incest with a minor, if it was reported to police. Now, they say we dumped Frank's bill and we moved forward with the other bill that, well, they skipped the debate about it, really, Kurt, for the most part. They passed it. They say some Democratic House members lauded the GOP for their actions and mocked Republican leaders for their divide. They say it was an attack on women. Frank's bill was too extreme for even the Republicans to pass, so they either dumped the bill and go to Plan B. All right, now Representative Henry Hyde back in 1976 is the one that prevents the funding on the federal level for abortions. Okay? The Hyde Amendment was first approved in 76. Now, before the bill was pulled, his bill, they claim it was a matter of timing. Now, I'm going to get back to this. I'm going to tell you the good news, but I'm going to tell you we got a serious divide on abortion in the Republican Party. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. If you want to create a win-win-win situation for patriots, check out GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, so Kurt Crosby, the Republicans are incredibly divided over the abortion issue, and that's what, in a way, sank the ship to Trent Franks' bill. Trent Franks, Republican of Arizona, put together a bill that would ban entirely partial birth abortions, except for a couple of exceptions. After 20 weeks, it was a step in the huge right direction. That got shut down by Republicans. Pro-death women in the Republican Party with moderate Republicans shut it down, Kurt, dumped it. The insiders dumped it at the last minute. But Trent Franks wisely responded and said, you know, sometimes it's a matter of timing. The younger generations are more pro-life. In other words, I'm going to keep on this. It's a matter of time till we get the pro-life message hammered home. Nevertheless, even though the Republicans are divided, Kurt, that just shows how hard it is for good, honest Republicans to get something done these days. They're undermined by their leadership. And the big debates are about how pro-life someone really is. In other words, are you against abortion 100% all the time for everything, no matter what? Or do you grant an exception for rape or incest or pregnancy of a minor and some of those things? What about the protection of life for the woman? At what point does it become a decision? At what point should government even regulate this? And so all those things are at the heart of this incredible debate, Kurt, but here's what I want to talk about. Here's what I want to focus on. Now, I know some of you folks are going to go, see, you're a partisan. You believe in that left-right paradigm. You know, you're on the right. You just think you don't, but you are. Okay, I don't want to hear it. I do not believe in the left-right paradigm of politics. I do not support the Republicans any more than the Democrats. Okay, what I do is support correct principles and reject principles that violate God's law, moral law, ethical reality. Okay, I stand for freedom, and I stand for liberty, and I debate everything based on principle, not on people. Trent Franks was right. We should have absolutely banned partial birth abortion. In other words, late term abortions after 20 weeks, we should have banned it. It should have been a no-brainer. Should have been a hammer dunk, get it done, next item. On the 42nd, Roe versus Wade, disaster. 42 years. Okay, we've killed over 57 million babies. The most innocent among us dead. And we will not escape wrath from the Almighty for that, by the way. Nevertheless, I don't want to focus on the negative. The negative is the Republicans are divided, and I wanted to illustrate to you that there are good people doing good things. And I wanted to illustrate to you how hard it is for those who truly live and vote and function in Congress by principle, how hard it is for them to truly tell you the real story, number one, and number two, move forward the ball for their agenda based on principle. Okay? But I wanted to articulate that so you get it. Now I want to praise the Republicans. Not because they're Republicans. Not because I believe in the left-right paradigm of deception. But because when they do something right, they deserve credit. And that's one of the differences. I'm one of the talk show hosts where I don't care who you are. If you're wrong, based on principle, I will criticize you. If you are right, based on principle, I will commend you. And I don't care who you are. It's not who is right? It's what's right. It's a matter of humility. It's a matter of acknowledgement of facts. So you know what? The GOP didn't get Trent Franks' bill. I wish they would have. It would have been marvelous. But they didn't. And instead of melting down, instead of not doing the right thing, instead of using it as an excuse to fail, you know what? They did their very best, nevertheless, and they got something done. On the 42nd anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the pro-death bill, GOP pushes abortion bill through the House on March for Life Day. House now bans taxpayer funds for abortion. I commend them for that, Kurt. And I give them credit for that. Is it enough? No. Is it doing their very best in a very hostile, divided environment? Yes. Is it the right thing to do? Yes. Okay, let's give them credit. It's not a Republican thing. In fact, three Democrats, I commend them as well. The Democrats that supported it, good for you. The Republican that rejected it, shame on you. I just put three Democrats in the Hall of Fame and a Republican in the Hall of Shame. Why? Because it isn't a matter of Republican and Democrat. It's a matter of doing the right thing for the right reasons. And putting pro-life above politics. See? Putting freedom above fortune in terms of, hey, pro-death is a very lucrative business now, isn't it? I commend those who stood for pro-life, and I want to publicly, personally, thank them for their pro-life stance. Now, I've been very critical of the Republicans because I haven't seen anything going forward that they've done of much value since they got the nod from the American people. Some would call it a mandate. Okay, I haven't seen them do much good, so I haven't been very positive on them because I don't see, based on principle, that they're doing much right. But in this case, Kurt, they did their best to put forward a bill. Now, I would want to just abolish Roe versus Wade, and I would want 100% pro-life government, Kurt. I'd like the federal government to stay out of it entirely. I'd like the states to stand for pro-life. The whole goal of government is to protect life, liberty, and property, and I'm comfortable with that stance. But in an environment where Trent Franks puts forward a partial birth abortion ban, a late-term abortion ban, 20 weeks. It's got even exceptions for incest and rape and if the life of the woman is in jeopardy kind of thing. It didn't even pass. It didn't even come close. It was divided within the Republican Party, even at that. So they had to back up and say, okay, well, wait a minute. Let's just not fund these abortions. Now, even though that passed the House, and I commend them for that passage, I even commended the Democrats. It's not a partisan issue to me. It's a right versus wrong issue. It's a moral issue. God is pro-life, and so am I. Right now, even that funding, even though it passed the House, it's going to be battled in the Senate, and the president promises to veto. All right? So, you know what? They still got an uphill battle. But I commend them for their stance. I commend them for doing their very best. I wish we had less divisive politics behind the scenes. I wish we had less pro-death Republicans and Democrats. And I wish we had more pro-life Americans everywhere. But you know what? The Republicans are not only doing their best, at least on the federal level, they're doing so on the state level. The state headline says this: abortion opponents push new bills in state legislatures across the Republic. That's good news, too. They're fighting at the federal level and the state level for pro-life, and I got to commend them. Now, this is where you kind of got to dig deep for the mojo to get it done. You got to dig deep for the mojo to get it done. Okay, do they have the muster? Do they have the mojo? Even if the Senate rejects it and even if the Republicans get shut down by the president, by President Barack Obama, the pro-death leader himself? Okay, even if they get shut out, do they have the guts and the integrity to really stand with their defunding? Or do they then go back and go, golly, we tried the defund, it, we passed it in the House, but the Senate shut us down and Barry shut us down, and golly, we don't have a law to defund it, so I guess we're going to fund abortions now. Or are they going to say, ha, we don't need your vote in the House and in the Senate. We don't need the president's signature. We tried to give you guys an opportunity to do the right thing. And if you do, great. If you don't, we're going to put you on record as a failure, and we're still going to defund it. They don't need a law to defund it is the point, folks. There's a big difference between voting to defund something and then literally defunding it. Does that make sense? One is we agree that we're not going to fund it. The next one is we really didn't fund it. In other words, we didn't move the money, kind of a thing. Time will tell where they stand. But I personally, based on principle, pro-life beliefs, am saying when the House bans taxpayer funds for abortions, it's good news. When the GOP pushes an abortion bill to the best of their ability and they get shut down and they come up with an alternate bill on March for Life Day, I think that's good news. When abortion opponents push for state bills in state legislatures to ban or defund abortions, I say good for them. So I understand we got a divided Congress. I understand that it's an uphill battle. I understand all that. But I'm telling you, there are good people doing good things. And I'm going to give them credit for doing it. Kurt, do you want to comment on this? I just can't be critical of their efforts.
I really don't know what else to add. I saw a piece from the azcentral.com boys where the headline reads...
Is that Arizona, Kurt? Is that where that's from?
Yeah, AZ, okay. Short for Arizona. Republican women, and then it puts in parentheses, wisely, halt Frank's war on women.
War on women?
What I think is so interesting, there's no mention about, you know, they even mentioned pain, like, you know, it's very costly. They say it's going to, you know, cost the taxpayers $500 million over the next 10 years if this bill passed. But there's no mention about the pain and the cost of the little babies that would be, well, I mean, that continue to be killed.
Ignorant women's war on babies.
Yeah.
See, all I'm telling you is that's how the mainstream press manipulates it, Kurt, and doesn't tell you the real tale. I think Trent Franks did a fantastic job, and I'm grateful to know him, to spend time with him, and to work with him, and I'm grateful for his efforts. These are efforts that we don't even hardly get to see, Kurt, if we're not very, very, very focused on the issues. And I commend them. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on this freedom-loving, fantastic Freedom in 15 Friday.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. 763. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I want people to dial in and chime in. I want to know what you think about this. I'm commending the Republicans not because they're Republican. I'm not into partisan politics, but because they're right and I stand for pro-life and they've done their very best. And if we can really defund abortion in America, it would be a blessed day to say the least. Do we need to go further? Absolutely, but it's a good start. You want to chime in? I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number, 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-6397. 866-986-6397. Kurt, you were briefing us on an article you saw about this, right?
Yeah, the azcentral.com boy is have this piece saying that, well, thank goodness the Republican women, helped pull this bill. And yet they do mention that this was, sponsored and introduced besides Mr. Franks, who they, kind of talk like he's just like the evil,
war on women,
guy you've ever heard of. But anyway, they do mention in their article that this bill was introduced by him as well as Tennessee Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn. I think that would be a Republican woman. In my opinion, the key words to this are found the last, five words to the thing and the article, and they say it's and dangerous for pregnant women. You know, what about the little children? But anyway, they're quite concerned about the huge expense of this, and I'm quite concerned that, when the God of heaven sees us killing babies, I think there's something to pay, Sam.
There's no doubt about that. And what's fascinating is on one hand, they talk about Franks and his war on women. They forget to mention, and this is the who, what, when, where, why of stories and the facts in stories, Kurt. They refuse to mention that a Republican woman was a sponsor on the bill or the creator of the bill with Franks. So let's not pretend this is just some white male extremist against women that wants to put women in barefoot, pregnant in the kitchen or in a ditch somewhere or in the bedroom or whatever weird kind of stuff they go off on. Okay, the reality is a man and a woman from completely different states who are pro-life put together this bill to say, hey, the poor babies are getting slaughtered and we need to stop it. And yet the mainstream press is going to come out and go, see, Franks is evil. He hates women. Okay, none of that's the truth. And they're not even telling the stories about who's doing what. They're not telling you that all across the country in states, there are good people putting bills in state legislatures to defund and stop partial and abortions as well, or partial birth and abortions as well. Okay, this is just deceptive as all get out, and that's what makes me angry. Republican women, wisely, halt Frank's war on women? Oh, what about the other woman involved that sponsored the bill? See, they don't tell the story. So we could rewrite this headline and say evil Republican women continue the murder of the most innocent among us. See? All right, Kurt. New Jersey police release a video of cops shooting man with hands up. Here's what happened. I guess it turns out that this man, the cops said that he didn't have his hands up and that he wouldn't show his hands, and they went off about this big old baloney story. But now we have the videos, and the truth is they could see his hands. He didn't have his hands hidden like they claimed, Kurt. They just shot him knowing full well he was not armed. And on one hand, I defend the police because I think they're getting an unfair rap across the country. But at the same time, this is absolutely uncalled for behavior, and there needs to be severe penalties for such actions, Kurt. New Jersey police now release video of cops shooting a man with his hands up. What'd they do it for, Kurt? And the only answer I have is they're drunken with power.
You mean what did they release it for, or what did they...
Now, what did the cops shoot the man for?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, I get why they released it, because the story was debated so hotly, and people wanted the truth, and nowadays, if everybody's going to have body cams on, you got to release the footage and let people kind of break it down and see what they think. I get that. What I don't get is why on earth you would shoot a man with his hands up.
Yeah, it's somebody's trigger finger is just a little bit too close to the trigger there. In my opinion, there's nothing else that can be said about that.
Well, and I think that it goes back to the training to believe that everybody's an enemy combatant, everybody's a potential suspect, everybody's a problem, everybody's a, you know, and it's this attitude that cops are holier than thou, that by golly, you know what, I said jump, you better say how high, I'm king here, it's this training, this attitude that we have developed in our police force that is really the problem. It's this lack of respect for life, Kurt, when we murder 57 million babies. Now, assisted suicide trying to make the rounds across America again, this pro-death policy everywhere, this in the name of, quote, rights and women and it's my body and this and that and the other. And we've got this disrespect for life as a whole, Kurt, and we've now trained these cops to believe that they're holier than thou and that they rule in their little kingdoms and that, hey, the cannon fodder, the citizenry, the great unwashed, they better obey or you're dead. It's the penalty for not obeying. You got that? And we've got this really, in my humble opinion, mixed up view about who the police are, what their responsibilities are, what they should be doing and how. And it comes back to their training and their attitudes and their belief systems and what we've inculcated in them through their training, Kurt, and through their experiences. Somehow we've created two classes of people, the citizen, the nobody, the to be ordered around, so to speak. And then we've got the rulers, the upper class, and we've created this breakdown. It's got to be fixed. And what we cannot do is just because there's bad apples in the barrel, throw the whole barrel out. What we cannot do is reject the cops entirely. We've got to, instead of making it a never or an always situation, in other words, instead of going to the extremes, we need to be wise enough to reject bad behavior and embrace good behavior. It's not a political thing. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's not a left-right. It's not a black-white. It's not a male-female. It's not any of those divisionary tactics issue. This is a clear issue of, hey, we need to reward and support good behavior and absolutely reject evil behavior. And when these cops shoot a man with his hands clearly visible and up, well, that's evil and wrong, Kurt, and it needs to stop. That's all I can say about it. On the other side of the coin, Kurt, David A. Clark Jr. standing up. And David A. Clark Jr., Sheriff of Wisconsin, standing up in defense of the Ferguson police officer. And you got two black guys battling it out, Kurt, right now. You got David A. Clark Jr. on one hand, and you got Al Sharpton on the other hand. And David A. Clark Jr., Sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, says that Al Sharpton ought to go back to the gutter he came from. saying that Al Sharpton's a charlatan and using race baiting and a political hack. And we'll play that soundbite next hour. But I'm telling you, you've got a situation where how do we defend the police? Because they have a role in America to play. And I'm telling you right now, the streets would be a whole lot worse without them, Kurt. At the same time, how do we double down on behavior and reward good behavior and absolutely reject and create accountability? I'm going to say it again. And create accountability for wrong behavior, for wicked behavior. How do we create accountability? You're personally responsible for shooting this man with his hands up. It's absolutely unacceptable. How do we, I don't know if I had to use these words, but I'm going to anyway. How do we set a shot around the world to say, we want good police officers that believe in peace, that believe in de-escalation? No, that's not it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we want them to de-escalate. Means you quit escalating.
Yeah, whatever that would be. Anyway, we want them to try to defuse, de-escalate situations, not shoot you, kill you. I'm here to make sure that we have peace and that I save you and that I protect your life, liberty, and property, and you're dead now. Okay, there's a disconnect there, isn't it? Isn't there? That's just is insane. Okay, but the cops kill this guy with his hands up. What for? We need to drill into the details, but right now I'm telling you, it's out of control, trigger happy. You didn't do what I said. You didn't obey. Belligerence by the cops here, and it's got to be stopped. And we cannot just have this attitude about all cops are evil. What we need to do is have individual accountability based on actions and behavior. You shot a man with his hands up. You know what? That's murder. There's nothing as a police officer that authorizes you, gives you a pass, gives you special privilege to do a heinous, evil act of murder such as that. And we expect you to be accountable. And we're going to send a message that there will be accountability if you violate your oath of office as a sheriff, as a cop. There will be accountability if you kill somebody wrongfully. Now, if the circumstances are murky, I get that they're going to dig in and many times give the police a pass. But I'm telling you right now, when you have a video showing the guy unarmed with his hands up and you shoot him, I'm just telling you, they've crossed the line, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Liberty Roundtable live, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. On your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio free. At libertyroundtable.com online, live and on-demand radio free. Turn any phone into a radio anytime. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. Sam and Kurt with news the networks refuse to use on Freedom in 15. It's a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. You're going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.